Welcome to the podfic of Adult Swim, Dreams Do Come True, by Lemaire Natalie, read by Little Fingies. This fic is rated teen and up audiences, no archive warnings apply. Relationship, Blackbeard, Edward Teach, and Steed Bonnet. Additional tags, fluff, fitness fic, that yummy smelling soap. The meat market, that is Adult Swim at the public pool. Okay, maybe that is just wish fulfillment. Public nudity, butts. Summary from the author. Steed is fairly newly divorced and hasn't found the courage or the time to dip his toes into the dating pool. So he's working on himself, one lap swim at a time. He notices a devastatingly handsome swimmer one evening. Cut to scene. Mary, I can't talk right now. I've got to drop the kids off at the pool. Steed wheezes into his phone as he jogs through the parking lot. Steed, I have the kids. You know what that phrase actually means. Don't be silly. She sighs dramatically. Righto. Well, I clearly need to do some cardio, so talk later, Steed suggests lightly. Later, Daddy-o. I'll be dropping them off Sunday night. Steed splutters in protest at the nickname that Mary has unfortunately borrowed from Lucius, but she has already ended the call. He shakes his head and strides into the locker room. It's rustic compared to the country clubs of his youth. He's had to downsize since the divorce. The Thomas Pool, a public pool in his neighborhood, charges a reasonable fee of $6.50 a week for Adult Swim. He has to take care not to look too closely at the floors, or the showers, or the bottom of the pool, but it's worth it. Once he slips into that cool, chlorinated water, the crazed dribbles in his mind begin to quiet down. The chaos becomes calm, or at least very wet. And all these sessions at the public pool seem to be making his shoulders look good. It hasn't done much to address the softness around his middle that he's had since before Alma started school, but that's okay. Steed looks down at himself, ready to go in his plastic slides and turquoise swim briefs. I am adequate, he tries to remind himself how his friend Lucius recently told him that his dad bod was, in fact, highly desirable in the dating world. Steed wonders if Lucius may not be an entirely reliable narrator. He carefully conditions his hair and adjusts his swim cap, choosing a spot in the medium speed lane. He's working up to fast, but isn't there yet. Soon. Steed is cooling down, taking easy strokes at the end of his session. He pauses to adjust his goggles, and his eye is caught by the swimmer in the adjacent lane, tawny arms laced with ink splicing into the water. Effortless tuck turns, dark goggles, and a chin that could cut glass. All topped remarkably by a glitter swim bonnet. Steed realizes he's staring and pushes himself up and out of the water. You are here for your mental and physical health, not to be boy crazy, he chastises himself as he grabs his caddy and heads to the showers. Or rather, he heads toward the long wall covered in cracked salmon pink tiles with spray nozzles that are labeled as showers, but truly lack the water pressure to deserve such a title. It's crowded. More than usual, given the proximity to New Year's and the proclivities of the masses for fitness resolutions. Stark naked, and resolutely suppressing the boarding school memories that public showers can trigger for him, Steed gives himself a generous squirt of Dr. Bronner's and begins to lather up. His eyes flutter closed as the warm water hits his chest. It feels nice. A rumbling, caramel voice interrupts his reverie. Is that the eucalyptus one, man? Could I borrow some of that? Oh, yes, of course. Help yourself, please, Steed replies, desperately trying his damnedest to keep his eyes up, up, up as he realizes he is face to face with the swimmer who caught his eye earlier. The stranger is devastatingly handsome, even with red goggle rings around his eyes and tangled silver hair dripping down over his face. Perfect, thanks. Got a date tonight and gotta smell yummy, you know? I'm afraid I don't. No, not having much success myself. With dating. I delete Grindr in a blaze of self-pity every other week and spend most evenings alone like a proper divorcee, watching reruns of Bake Off until I fall asleep on the couch. Steed turns off his nozzle, gathering up his things and trying to ignore the multiple pairs of eyes that are now turned his way. He wraps his towel tightly and pulls himself up to full height. Well, forgive me for trauma dumping in the showers. I was just answering the question. The beautiful man with doe eyes smirks a little at Steed's outburst, then turns back toward the nozzle, stretching his arms up overhead and twisting a bit to crack his neck. Steed watches the water droplets cascade down the elegant back, forming little rivers running along the words, "Trust no one." He realizes his mouth is open. He realizes he would like to bite this man's ass. He turns on the spot, heading to the opposite corner of the room to apply his leave-in conditioner and start his blow-dry. Steed is dressed and heading out when he realizes the eucalyptus soap was never returned. A warm hand touches his shoulder gently, and he startles. "Hey, man, thanks for the soap, and for answering my question." "Oh, it was nothing. Of course, Ed. It's Ed, actually. Lovely to meet you, Ed. I'm Steed, with a D." "Yeah, I noticed. Hope that's okay." Steed coughs, cheeks blazing. "I noticed your tattoos, so I guess that makes us even?" "Works for me, Even Steven, with a D." He smiles at his little pun. Steed glances at his watch and clears his throat. "Well, Ed, I wouldn't want you to be late for your date. Who's the lucky person?" Ed is now inexplicably shuffling his feet and looking sheepish. He mutters unintelligibly. "I'm so sorry, I didn't catch that, Ed." "Was sort of hoping it could be you?" Steed takes a breath. "Well," his eyes crinkle. He's looking curiously at Ed, unsure if he's serious. Ed holds his gaze, hint of a hopeful smile starting to bloom across his face. Steed feels his stomach flip. He's actually being asked out by the beautiful swimmer, right here, right now. "I would love that, Ed. Yes, I think so. Yes." He takes a shaking breath, picks up his shower caddy, and holds out his other arm to Ed like a gentleman. Nodding toward the door, he asks with a brilliant smile, "Shall we?" The end. This has been Adult Swim, Dreams Do Come True by Lemaire Natalie, read by Little Fingies. Please use the link in behind this track to return to the archive and leave comments and kudos for the author. And of course, I would appreciate any on the podfic as well. Thank you for listening. On to the next.